look, it's a hot take, but and this is one of the topics I was talking about. It's a little bit of a hot take, but Bamboo Labs doesn't owe anybody fucking anything.
No, they don't.
Like, look, at the end of the day, they didn't make that printer for you. For all of these guys that are screaming about third-party access, they never promised you that. They never made that promise. You assumed. Because when the machines came out and they landed into what I call the tinker crowd, which most of these people that are reviewing this issue and talking about this issue are calling them the maker community. Well, fucking stop using that word. Fucking stop it. Maker doesn't define as 3D print enthusiasts only, right? You could be a maker with a fucking sewing machine. You could be a maker with baking tools in the kitchen. Yeah. The definition of maker is one who makes things. It is not 3D printer dudes, right? Like, it's just not. But at any rate, you can be upset that your 3D, your third-party slicer, which that's a little bit shitty. I get it. Considering Bamboo Studios is ripped completely out of Orca Slicer, which is ripped off of Prusa Slicer, which is ripped off of Slicer. Like, so they all came from somewhere, and they are benefiting from open source. I get that. The whole reason Bamboo Studios exists is, or Bamboo Slicer exists, is because of open source.
Open source.
Totally get that. Point in your column. Understand. They gave you a way to keep using Orca Slicer. You just don't like it.
Yeah.
Because you got to click one more time. Well, the bottom line is they wouldn't be trying to lock down their cloud service if somebody didn't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere. There are stories, none confirmed. I can't find any confirmation. So take it for what it's worth. Of people waking up and going into their rooms where their printers are and finding giant 3D printed dicks on the fucking plate. Because someone got through the cloud service and fucked with their machine.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Could be urban legend. Most likely is. However, understand this. The way Bamboo Studios is set up currently, entirely plausible.
Possible, yeah.
Imagine somebody heats up your bed to 100 degrees Celsius, cranks your nozzle up to 300 degrees, and fucking leaves it there overnight.
Yeah.
Then what?
Worst case scenario, best case scenario, you got a really high electric bill.
Worst case scenario is it burns your fucking house down.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so I get it. They want to secure their system, but what people are failing to realize is Bamboo Labs never promised you third-party access. Bamboo Labs doesn't owe you anything. You're not their customer.